This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up on the program, what you may not know about the medications you take. Studies showing that drugs don't work or have negative effects seldom get published. We'll hear why and what's being done about it. First, though, to Iraq, where in 2006, the U.S. military dropped an average of 4 bombs each week. Last year, that number shot up to nearly 4 bombs a day. There's been a 5-fold increase in airstrikes. Here to tell us more about why the Americans are focusing more on air power is The Washington Post's Josh White. Welcome to the program, Josh.
Hi, thanks for having me, Alex.
Tell us first, what were the targets of these airstrikes in Iraq?
Well, what the Air Force is telling me is that a lot of these strikes that the United States carried out in 2007 were hitting known al-Qaeda targets, known insurgent areas, places where improvised explosive devices or roadside bombs were buried in the road, and places where they feel like they have better intelligence about what they're going after, which is allowing them really to very specifically target both areas and particular buildings that they feel are helping the insurgents carry out the fight against the United States.
And what's behind the strategy to increase the air power?
Well, it's interesting. It goes along with General Petraeus's overall counterinsurgency strategy, the first phase of that being clear, which is he took an aggressive fight to the insurgents in some areas where U.S. forces had not gone much before. And as part of that, what they were finding is as U.S. forces went into areas that were particularly strongly held by insurgents, they were able to clear out some of the civilians and really go after the people that they wanted to get. So this was a part of an aggressive strategy to take the fight right to the enemy. And as part of that, they were using air power in part because they're able to strike without alarming anyone or alerting anyone prior to the fact that they're coming, but also because it allows them to keep U.S. troops out of harm's way so they can identify a target, drop a bomb without actually putting any U.S. soldiers at risk.
Is there any sense of how effective this has been?
Well, it's hard to say, but U.S. commanders believe that it's been quite effective. They've been able to carry out a lot of these strikes on areas that they haven't been able to go in previously. They've been able to detonate a number of those roadside bombs that have been so deadly for U.S. forces over the past several years. And from their perspective, they've been doing it in a very careful way. Now, human rights groups are certainly concerned that these strikes put civilians at risk, and the U.N. Assistance Mission for Iraq that tracks these types of statistics in terms of civilian casualties feel like there have been a large number of civilian casualties due to airstrikes, but it's very hard for them to track it because that information is very hard to come by.
And I imagine that what would be perhaps going on there is that when you're dropping bombs from the air, it's difficult to have that visual cue to see who's a civilian and who's not?
What it certainly does is it puts the U.S. forces who are actually carrying out these strikes at a bit of a distance from their target. But at the same time, Air Force officials have been telling me that they have much better intelligence and they're using unmanned aerial vehicles to look down on these targets in a way that they've not been able to before. So they have a much clearer picture of the battlefield. I think they feel very confident that when they drop these bombs, they're hitting what they want to hit.
So from 2006 to 2007, there was a 5-fold increase in these airstrikes. What does it look like going into 2008?
Well, again, what Air Force officials have been telling me is that they plan to continue these airstrikes. They believe that it's possible that these airstrikes could actually increase in 2008, especially as U.S. forces are pared down a bit. U.S. commanders can use the airstrikes in order to supplement those numbers. And what we saw just last week with some fairly significant airstrike runs. There was one day last week on Thursday when the U.S. forces dropped about 40,000 pounds of munitions in a span of about 10 minutes in Arab Jabor, just south of Baghdad. I've been told that we should expect to see similar types of activity over coming months.
Josh White of The Washington Post, thank you.
You're very welcome.